Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. 0344-499-1000. Empty switchboard, dear listener. Empty switchboard. We're going to start thanking the bus driver, guys. We're going to start thanking them. It's going to be a smooth musical segue coming up. Here it comes. You ready? Here it goes. There we go. It was actually quite smooth.
Yeah.
0344-499-1000. Thank you to Will. I've just tweeted a link to buy his book at Foyles, his bookshop of choice, dear listener. Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. You can phone in Miss LeBlanc. Sorry, she can't phone in. Well, maybe she could if David Babcock is listening. You can phone in, dear listener, about absolutely anything you want. Big, small, macro or micro. They mean the same things. Don't wait for us to put out a question or a topic. You are welcome to pick up the telephone and dial about absolutely anything. 03-44-499-1000. Thank you very much indeed. Can I say thank you as well to the black cab driver today who rightfully called me out for being a dick on the road. Since the car accident I was in, that was just horrendous, and if at some point we may go into a little bit more detail of just how horrendous it was. My driving has been impeccable. I'm driving a bigger car than I've ever driven before because I wanted something that was built like a tank. I don't think a Nissan Qashqai is actually built like a tank, but to me it certainly feels more protective of its cargo than my crappy old Volkswagen Polo. Volkswagen. That's how I'm saying it today.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. That's how I'm saying it. My driving since then has been impeccable. And you've been in the car, Catherine, when I've told you to shut up while I'm concentrating at a roundabout.
Yeah, that was way before the accident.
No. And my driving has been impeccable. But I'm trying not to beat my horn. I'm trying not to. This buzz. I mean, it's almost as if they don't give a stuff about this studio anymore. I try not to beat my horn. I try not to flash my lights in anger. But sometimes I do. And my boys have spotted it. And my boys say, I thought you weren't going to do that anymore. And I thank them for it. Because I want to have a stress-free driving experience. Okay, I saw you know, a guy die and be brought back to life in front of my very eyes while I held his hand and shouted at him. So I don't want to see that ever again. Please, thanks very much. It was traumatic. So I want a stress-free driving, and generally it's working.
Also, flashing your lights beeping doesn't rectify the problem. Doesn't make someone a better driver.
No. So I'm getting better at it, right? But then today I was driving into London because I was going to a meeting before work, and I'm driving in by is it Kensington by Harrods round that way,
Knightsbridge.
Thank you. I knew it started with a K. So I'm driving in, and there's two lanes, okay? There's two lanes, and I'm in the right-hand lane. And then there's a guy in the left-hand lane. Now, the left-hand lane would have taken him to the same direction. We were coming to some lights where you could either turn left or right. If you're in the right-hand lane, as I was, you turn right. If you're in the left-hand lane, you can turn left or you can turn right, okay? But he was trying to come into my lane. Now, that bloody... Listen to that. Just turn the computer off. Thank you. So he was trying to come into my lane, but he didn't indicate, right? And we're kind of neck and neck. He's about 6 inches in front of me, but that's it. And he's just trying to come into my lane. The traffic's moving very, very slowly. And, of course, I went into old driving me, and I thought, well, I'm not letting him in. I'm not.
As you didn't ask nicely.
Yeah, I'm not letting him in. And so he's getting closer to me, and I'm just right up the arse of the car in front of me, and we're just moving, we're just inching along, and this guy's coming over to me, and I'm thinking, you're going to hit my car. And you know what? I don't care. I was in the old...
Wow.
Okay. I was in the old me. And he's getting closer and closer, and then I bibbed him. And he wound down his window. It was the calmest exchange I have involving cars I have ever been involved in. 03444991000. You got a problem, mate, he said to me. I said, is your and he's a little bit ahead of me, so I've got my passenger window open. You got a problem, mate, I said. Sorry, is your indicator broken? He repeated, have you got a problem, mate? I said, so I'm so sorry, sir, is your indicator... I was being overly polite. So sorry, sir, is your indicator broken? I'm trying to get in that lane. I said, yeah, well, OK, I don't know that, you see, because let me explain. On the side of your car, I was actually doing that. I said, let me explain. On the side of your car, there's like a yellow light, and it's called an indicator. And what it does is it lets other drivers, other people around you, know what you're trying to do. So I don't know. Is it I don't know. I'm really sorry. Is it broken? And so we're having this argument in this very... I believe this is passive aggressive.
What's going through your mind at this point? Have you got a slight...
Oh, I was laughing inside. Right. At this point,
is it exciting to you, this kind of behaviour?
It was a thrill.
Thrilling.
It was a thrill. But also,
are you frightened you're going to get punched in the face at any point?
Oh God, no! Because I do the trick of picking up my phone and pretending I'm calling the police. So I've got it. I've got this down pat, right? But also I'm thinking, this is funny, man. I wish someone was seeing this. Well, then lo and behold, after 2 minutes, a taxi pulled up in the left-hand lane with his window open, and he looked over at you, and this taxi driver, this black cab driver, was wetting himself laughing. Oi, Ian, you can't go about doing that. Let him in. And that totally, you know, burst the bubble. And so I'm now shouting over this guy's car to the cabbie. He's not put his indicators on. And the cabbie's wetting himself, going, yeah, I know, but come on, you can't go about like that. He kept saying, you can't go about like that.
And he was right.
And he was right. He was, do you know what? He was totally, of course he was right. Of course he was right. Anyway, the guy in the middle is still talking to me, at which point we're just ignoring him now. And I'm going, yeah, I know, right? He's not put his indicators on. Anyway, so the car in the middle stays there. The traffic moves. The cabbie moves on and I move on. God knows what happened to the guy in the middle.
Oh, he didn't get let in?
No.
After all that?
Well, no, I was ahead of him now. I couldn't let him in now. And he'd made a rod for his own back because now he was in the middle of two lanes.
Oh, no.
And there was traffic either side. He blew it.
Embarrassing.
That guy blew it. So then I stop at the traffic lights next to this cabbie. And I said, look, you're totally right, but... He didn't have his indicator on. Come on, give me a little bit of credit. Come on, I was in the right there. He said, no, you can't go about doing that. He said, you'd be rubbish driving one of these. You'd be out rolling about in the street every 5 minutes. And we had a laugh. I cut him up, gave him the finger and drove on. I didn't. But do you know what? He was absolutely spot on. First of all, I'm surprised he recognised me. Now, I don't have a beard. I don't have a beard, dear listener. You would know that if you paid more attention to the... You can hear it. Listen. But he was
probably from the photo that's being passed around since we had that altercation with the cab driver at Heathrow.
Oh, God, that guy. But he do you know what? He was absolutely right to call me out. I was driving... It wasn't the worst driving I've ever seen or been involved in, but it was not...
It was silly.
It was silly.
Petty.
It was, well, okay, all right, okay.
Petty.
Okay, well, I'm putting my hands up here. Yes, it was petty.
It was willy waving.
Please just stop. It's not willy waving.
You were waving your
willies. I was kind of doing it partly to entertain. I was finding it funny. But the road, dear listener, is no place for a lady. No, who is that? Road is no place for a lady. Is it Cass? Mm-hmm. Cass' album. The road is certainly.
She's a cruel mistress.
No place for pettiness. Tom Pettiness. So did Tom Petty ever do an album called Pettiness?
No.
He should have done. He's too late now. He's dead. Tom Petty should have gone to Scotland and recorded a concept album where he looks for a monster and called it Pettiness. Yeah. That works.
I mean, where?
You know it works.
Where does it work?
You know it works. Yeah. That's a winner. I'm taking that one. Where's the? What time does the bank open? I need to go and bank that. But so thank you to the black cab driver, and it made me laugh. He had a laugh. I don't know what happened to the guy behind me. He was a dick.
He was chastened by the experience, but it was
funny. We were both so polite and so calm. He was a big fella. He could have you know, but we were both very. We just went into these roles of I'm sorry. Is your indicator broken? And the guy's going, okay. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you be in my shoes for a moment and you think about if you were in this car. I said, yeah, if I were in that car, sir, I would be using the indicator if it wasn't broken.
And still he wasn't using it. In fact, of course, the response was, flick the indicator on.
We are starting a new campaign tonight, dear listener, and we need your help, OK? We want to bring back the age-old tradition. I know we've had some people tweeting... tweets don't count in this show. It's all about the phone calls. 03444991000. 03444991000. We are bringing back thanking the bus driver as we get off the bus. Thank you, driver. That's all you've got to do. Thanks, driver. Well, that's all you've got to do is you get off the bus just as the doors open and you put one foot forward before it touches the ground. Thank you, driver. That's it. Because no one. Apart from me and a few northern people, no one. Well, you're a northern person. No one does it.
I would give extra points for a good day to you, sir.
All right, Jacob Rees-Mogg. But we need
you on the bus.
We need evidence that you've done it, OK? So I want pictures, photographs of you doing it.
I want video
footage of you doing
it. Don't film it in portrait.
I want audio footage. I want a tape recording. I want a tape recording of you thanking the driver. Oh! You've got a laminating machine, haven't you?
No, why would I have a laminating machine?
I thought you had a laminating machine.
No. I've got a stapler.
Google how much a laminating machine is. Because we're going to make membership cards. I thought about this when I was on holiday. We are going to make membership cards. We are going to give them away. We're going to laminate them. And we are going to number and sign... What were you showing me?
It's a variety. We can go to the $46.99 or we can go down to an $18.99. But depends how many of these bad boys we're turning out.
There for $14.75, mate. Yeah. You want the cheapest, obviously.
Really?
Well, you just want a cheap laminator.
Buy cheap, buy twice. Or just buy cheap.
Just buy cheap once. Why would you buy it twice? That makes it expensive. No. Buy cheap, buy once. That's my philosophy. Why would you buy it twice? That's craziness. It's terrible, terrible maths there. Get us a laminating machine. Because you can buy... Do you remember it used to be if someone had a business card? Oh, they got a business card. And then business cards in the sort of 80s, late 80s, early 90s became a little bit less impressive because where did you get business card printing machines? Train stations. Do you remember that? They would rock up. You'd rock up and there'd be like a big machine, big old machine, massive. It was a business card.
So you could print off like boob inspector, things like that. That's what people did, isn't it?
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
If you go to Japan,
There are boob inspectors.
Giving the business card is not a euphemism.
What would it be a euphemism for?
Inserting your penis somewhere.
God.
I'm going to give you the business card if you don't watch yourself.
I'll put it in my wallet.
There we go, you see. I made the mistake. Someone gave me a business card and I sort of glimpsed it and put it in my wallet. And they were really upset for the rest of the day. When someone gives you a business card, you've got to look at it. You've got to turn it over and look at it and go, wow, okay, thanks very much. And you're supposed to give one back.
Also, those guys take stationery very seriously.
Very, very seriously indeed. Yeah, go on, you get that. So you don't get them at train stations anymore. But I'm going to print up 100 late night alternative membership cards. You get that phone call. I'm going to be quite some time here. I'm on a roll. I'm going to print up 100 late-night alternative membership cards. People are going to phone in and claim them. By the way, you and I are getting numbers 1 and 2.
I bet I don't get a number 1.
No, you get a number 2. And...
again.
And... I say my ands like Ringo Starr. We are going to give away this. We're going to number that people are going to phone up and go, right, okay, your number. I think the first 10 we keep for ourselves and family members, right? So your number 11, and we number it, and then we both sign it, and then we laminate it, and then you send it out. Okay?
Yes.
You up for that?
Yes.
Here we go. 034. Well, not tonight. We haven't got them, so don't phone in for the cards tonight. You will not get them. And they'll get you like free handshakes at live events. They won't get you money off anything. We're not stupid. But they'll get you handshakes at events and things like that. 03, Catherine?
Well, okay.
44-499-1000. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee,
on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to CJ. Good evening, CJ.
Good evening.
Good evening, CJ. Let's get to the point.
I've had a really weird weekend.
Okay, well, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's still weird.
Well, it seems your weekend included a Monday, which will make it double.
It
weird.
Did include the Monday.
Well, then that's not a weekend, that's the start of the week.
Well, I have got
Although
a weekend.
Although in many faiths, the Sunday is the start of the week, which is insane. And that's not me being anti-Semitic. I'm not saying that the Jewish faith is insane.
Well,
but shut up! But having a Sunday as the start of the week, which I think is how the Jewish faith sees a Sunday, that's insane. But I'm not saying Jews are insane. That would be crazy. Well, hang on a second. Getting in a terrible minefield here, so let's just back away. CJ, what do you want?
I want that first membership card.
Well, you can't have it.
But I can.
Well, no, you can't because we're not doing it yet. I specifically said don't phone up for the membership cards now because we're not doing it. I haven't printed them. We haven't got a laminator. We haven't got any of the equipment.
In his mind's eye, in his ME.
And here's the thing, CJ, because you've defied the rules, you're not getting one at all.
I'm going to wrestle you for it, Ian.
You're not going to wrestle me. You're not getting one. You're not getting a membership card. You're not getting a wrestle. You're not getting any physical contact with me. That's that done. Tell us about your weird weekend, you pervert.
went to see George Galloway in Manchester.
Okay. Did he know you were coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And me and Becky the Witch went to see him. And we were at this bar drinking colas, and Ken Livingstone walked in.
What brand of colas were they? Were they Pepsi? Were they
Pepsi.
Panda? Were they Coca? What colas?
Corona.
What colas were they?
Pepsi.
Okay, Pepsi colas.
Pepsi colas.
Oh no, it's Baby Sham, isn't it? Yep.
And then Ken Livingstone walks in to the bar, and it was a strange moment. And got a photo with Ken and...
Right, hang on, if you're telling me that your weird weekend was weird simply because you saw Ken Livingstone at a George Galloway event, I'm going to cut you off. Okay. No. I mean, that's not that weird. They're friends, aren't they, I'd imagine? Ken and George? George and Ken? Say something. I'm looking at you.
I don't know about their personal relationship or lack thereof.
Let's go to G. Good evening, G.
Evening, boss. I had a business card that was laminated.
Why does this sound disgusting?
Why does it sound like the batteries are running down on the tape player that's recorded your side of the conversation? Come on!
I had a business card that was laminated.
Okay, you're about to get a punch in the face. Yes, go on, and? Is
it
that it?
Bore the line.
You're so close to being cut off. So close to being cut off. My finger's hovering over the cut-off button.
Oh, hover!
Hovered.
Well, that went well.
Tell you what we need after that. We need a meditation. Computer on, please. Computer. Hello, computer. My favourite line in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, where Scott, they go back to 1986 or whenever it is, and Scotty needs to work a computer, and he's just looking at the computer, and he's going, why doesn't it work? Oh, you need to use the mouse. And he picks up the mouse and looks at it and goes, speaks into it, hello, computer. It's such a good film, man. Star Trek IV is where it's at. Anyway, we need... I think we need to chill out after that. Catherine, what are we about to listen to, please?
My youngest doing a bit as a Zen master.
Let's have it.
Hello, fellow humans. Modern life is very hectic, so I thought we should take a little time for a moment of Zen. Today, we are going to learn about the invisible kitten. Don't worry if you're allergic to actual kittens, this won't make you itch at all. And best of all, no little tray. Close your eyes and empty your mind. Let all the cares of the day drift out of your ear holes and out the window. Or the cat flap if you have a cat. Bye-bye. Now our heads are nice and empty. Imagine a nice, sweet kitten on your lap. If you prefer a ginger one, have a ginger one. If you prefer a black one, have a black one. You could even have a pink one, or a blue one, or a red one. Just make sure it's lovely fluffy like a unicorn, and fast asleep. Watch its belly rise and fall, rise and fall. And try and time your breathing in time with the little kitten's belly. Watch you go in and out, in and out, in and out. Now let's just sit quietly for a while and feel the soft fur underneath your fingers. What a sweet little kitten. Let's just sit quiet for a while and enjoy the moment. I love to enjoy the moment. There, wasn't that lovely? Well, sadly, we're going to have to wake the kitten up now. Send him on his way back home to where he belongs. But the good news is, because he's an imaginary kitten, you can get him back anytime you like. In 3, 2, 1, let's open our eyes, wake the kitten up and send him on his way. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Bye bye, kitten. Wasn't that relaxing? Thank you very much for keeping me company in this little moment of zen.
Thank you.
My head is lovely and empty, and I hope yours is too.
It is.
Night night, weirdos.
Thank you, little, and that was great. I feel much more relaxed after that. Wowzers. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome to. Let's go to Steve first. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening, Ian.
Steve, what can we do for you on this most holiest of Tuesday nights?
I just want to call and say a great rabbit hole show on Saturday in Brighton.
Oh, nice one. Thank you. Were you there or were you poncing it for free on the Periscope?
I was poncing it for free in the Periscope.
Thank
I did
you.
Call in. I think my call may have upset you a little bit.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Now this sounds like fighting talk.
No. I just thought that it was a little bit too blue because you did go on Twitter and say that things were a little bit too blue.
No, I was talking about my Me Too references were probably a little bit too blue. Oh, no, all of the calls were fine. It's all theatre. Here's the thing. It's all theatre. It's all pantomime. Whenever I lose... 99 times out of 100, whenever I lose my temper on air or at one of these events, it's all theatre. It's all pantomime. I don't want to give away too many secrets, but, you know, it's a show. I'm a performer. I'm an entertainer.
Oh, OK, that's cool. Because you just sort of shook your head and said no.
Yeah, that's
no,
called acting, mate. I was on stage in front of 129 people. It's acting.
Were you the guy who was asking about ringtones?
Yeah.
Oh, this dirty gig. Get lost, you pervert. No, you ruined the night. Absolutely ruined the night, that guy. I'd forgotten about that. That was outrageous. That was out of order. That was an out of order phone call. And so the circle continues. It really is. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Mark. Are you on speakerphone?
I'm not on speakerphone, but I am listening to you on the radio, so I'll turn it down.
You'll turn it off, mate.
I will turn it right off.
You will turn it right off, correct.
Who is this joker?
This is Mark.
Right.
How are you doing? I just wanted to phone because my mate Lucy's having a bit of a rubbish time. Sorry about my swearing.
It's okay. We heard the word shit. Don't say it again.
Yeah. I won't say it again.
Catherine, can you log the fact we've had one shit on the show
today? Can everyone
today?
Stop saying shit?
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, Mark.
That's three shits now. Four shits.
But now it's five shits. Six shits. Seven.
Next
up. Oh, yeah. But could you please, please, please just say something fun and happy to my friend Lucy because she's having a bit of a hard time.
Hang on a minute. How do we know... First of all, what do you want me to say?
I want you to cheer my friend Lucy up.
Well, how do we know... Right, is this a euphemism, first of all?
No, I'm talking about a real person whose name is Lucy.
OK, and what kind of friend are you that you need a stranger to come and cheer
up? Wow, you're some lame friend, guy.
Because I've been cheering up all day,
and you're bored of cheering your friend up?
No. I am, yeah.
Cold.
Oh, no, but Ian.
I like his honesty, though. It's hard work cheering up miserable people.
It is.
And Lucy sounds the most miserablest of them all.
She loves talk radio and she loves you and she wants you to cheer her up. So sing her a little song or something.
Why are you a monkey boy?
Whoa, Lucy. Lucy, don't be sad. Don't be down. Go outside and gonna hit the town. Whoa, Lucy, gonna have some... How old is Lucy, by the way, before the song continues?
She's 38.
Oh, okay. Lucy, gonna have some fun, yeah. Lucy, gonna have some fun.
Don't,
yeah.
I know what rhymes with fun.
Lucy,
stop.
Takes it. What?
No.
Cass won't let me cheer her up, mate. If she's more upset, that's Cass's fault because she wouldn't let me take the song to its natural, some would say unnatural, conclusion. I think whatever works for you. Lucy, gonna have some fun now. Lucy, going for a run now. Lucy, oh, and really late. Lucy, feeling kind of lazy. Lying there, look me in the eye. I wanna...
Oh, which eye?
Lucy, tell me what you think. One up...
No!
Let's go.
He's such a dirty, dirty boy.
Ew, let's go to Diana. Hey, Diana.
Good evening. Cap and Ian.
Good evening, Diana. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I really enjoyed listening to Cap last week.
Thank you, Diana.
Okay.
I enjoyed you listening.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that was last week.
Well,
Kath is off on Friday this week and Thursday next week.
Then.
I think she sent three emails trying to sort the dates out. So you'll be having solo shows from me soon.
Good.
Let's just say that then we can have a real comparison.
What a strange interview with Angus Dayton the other night.
Thank you. Wasn't it awkward?
Was it a pre-recorded interview?
Yes.
I mean, I like Bob Mills.
Hang on a minute. Can we turn the computer off? Because this buzz is getting right on my nerves.
Kill the buzz.
Kill the buzz. Yeah, it has. I like Bob Mills. Bob Mills, Sunday night, 7 till 10. But boy, oh boy, that Angus Dayton interview. God. Wasn't it weird?
Well, I didn't know what to make of it. He sounded as
Try and tell us. Try and put it into words. Try and put it into words, Diana. We're a words-based organisazione.
I know.
Try and put it into words. Try it.
He doesn't sound very nice, does he?
He's sounding miserable as sin.
I know, and it was a bit odd.
Mm.
And Bob, I think, tried his best. I don't know what you would have done if it had been you.
I'd have asked him about the drugs and cocaine and prostitutes. But at that point, if he'd been that unwilling to cooperate, you got to go for broke. You got to go for broke.
Yeah, but he might have walked out there, mightn't he?
Well, so, what's he going to do? Stay and kill the buzz even more?
I would rather he'd have walked out than played that interview out. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. Not Bob's fault. Not Bob's fault at all. He did brilliantly with what he had. It's a lousy interview. Hey, we got great interviews. Tomorrow, 10:30, we got Kate Robbins. Kate Robbins is on the show. Next week, we got Noel Sullivan from Hearsay. Big, big stars in their day, but interesting stories.
As you know, I always listen to Howard Hughes.
Yes.
And the guy talking about the ghosts in Scotland.
I was asleep during the ghost in Scotland. I heard the remote viewer guy, who was also quite arsey.
Howard asked the Scottish guy... But he wasn't about some Scottish ghosts, and he didn't know about them.
Huh?
Oh, embarrassing!
Hang on, he was there to talk about Scottish.
Known, really, but,
he was there to talk about Scottish ghosts, but then didn't know about Scottish ghosts.
Well, it was Edinburgh ghosts. I must say, I thought that was a very good piece you did last night about Gary Glitter.
Thank you very much indeed. I recorded it, and Catherine took the hours of raw audio and constructed it into a story. So she did
very
once again.
Difficult.
Catherine did all the hard work. I get all the glory.
So true.
Story of our careers. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Diana. Thank you. If anyone missed it, I've got to move on because we've got loads of phone calls. If anyone missed it, you can hear it as a podcast if you go to iTunes, if you go to Acast, if you go to your usual podcast provider, Ian Lee, Talk Radio, Catherine Boyle, Gary Glitter, that will pop up too. I really want you to smash those like buttons. Yes, line three, what do you want? To hang up. There we go. Perfect. Let's try Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Yeah, I'm calling on my mobile, so it's not my fault if I run out of power.
There we go. Let's go to Becky the Witch. Good evening, Becky. Becky's chuckling there. Becky, like that.
Ray tickled her.
Ray tickled it. Turns out witches have got a terrible sense of humour. They find really unfunny things funny. Well, that's good to know. Hello, Becky the Witch.
Yeah, I was going to get my boyfriend to fart down the line to you, but he's gone away now.
In a bit, we're going to talk about farting and how it's dangerous to keep it in. What are you pulling that face for, Catherine?
Well, I mean...
I had
a week of clean air.
Okay, here's the thing. I'll keep my farts in, but then I could die.
Oh, well.
Oh,
we're going to die anyway, aren't we?
What? Yes, Becky, what can we do for you, please, Madam Witch?
You cut my best friend off, and I'm very annoyed now.
Well, hang on. Who did I cut off, and what happened?
CJ.
0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Yeah, that's right. I just took on the witch fraternity. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.